Let me go to Liam Horan, who joins me from his company, indeed, which is Slí Nua Careers. And New Year's resolutions and all that are coming down the line to us. Perhaps if you're thinking of moving job, or if you're looking for a job, it's now time to kind of up the ante that little bit. Slí Nua can help you on that, and we're also going to give you a chance to win, again, a total makeover of your CV and otherwise. But we'll be talking about that in a couple of seconds time. Liam joins me on line two today. Liam Horan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith.
The importance of a proper CV, the importance of making a proper presentation, you believe, is very, very important if you are looking, and you mean really looking for a job.
Yes, a lot of people approach a CV as a kind of a dry academic list of their achievements or their qualifications, whereas in fact we would argue it's a sales document and you're the product, it must sell you. And particularly now that there is so much competition for jobs, that if your CV arrives in the company of 100 other CVs, what about your CV makes yours stand out? Are you speaking directly to the employer? Are you effectively selling yourself? So, you know, a lot of us learn to put our CV in chronologically, starting with the year list and moving to the latest. And the problem nowadays is that if an employer doesn't get beyond the first half of the first page, for example, when they're flicking through CVs, is your CV doing enough to catch attention? So it's an area that requires a lot of attention. We argue that people, we regularly see very good candidates with very poor CVs, and that's a real misfortune, because, you know, if your CV, your CV is the first point of reference for the employer, and you've got to make it pay.
You see, the CV also opens the door to let you come in. I was involved, not in this company because we're fully staffed, but I was involved in an interview process in another organisation in the last couple of weeks, and people sent in the most atrocious CVs altogether. And when it came to the interview situation, they did the most atrocious interviews, those that were selected. And afterwards, I scratched my head and said, do they really want a job?
Well, you see, I think a lot of people approach CVs and interviews a bit like some best men approach a wedding. They kind of hope that they'll get through it on the day. But really, it's something you must take great care over, because the competition is now so high, and the experience you described there is one we encounter over and over again. I spoke to a recruiter recently who said approximately 70% of the CVs she sees are very, very poor. And that's right across the board. If you ask, I'd say, if you put on employers here today, they'll tell you the same thing over and over again, that people are doing very bad CVs. And if you start with a bad CV, it's very hard to do a good interview, because the CV informs the interview. The CV can help to guide the interview. If you put in relevant information about yourself and make sure that it's relevant to the job early in the CV, that might well be where the interview goes to as well. So then you're kind of on a run then, rather than leaving it all to chance and hoping that the employer can somehow discern your ability, even though you're not selling it to them.
And in the market that we're currently in, I mean, there are so many jobs available, but there are so many applicants for each job. You have to make that stand out, as you said.
Yes, yeah, so and a simple test I would get people to set with their CV is to take out their CV, fold the front page in half, and read only the top half of the front page. And if that's not doing it, if that's just 8 or 9 lines devoted to contact details and nationality and things like that, chances are the employer won't even get beyond that. And that's something that employers won't necessarily admit to if they come on the program today, for example. But that's the reality for many employers, particularly here in the West, where there are a lot of smaller employers that try and get through the CVs, you know, in an evening time at home or in the morning early in work, and they don't really have a proper HR department even to possibly vet all the applications. And I see people who leave the best stuff about themselves vis-a-vis the job to the bottom half of the second page or onto the third page even sometimes. And, you know, if you go back to my opening comment that it's a sales process, if you're not selling yourself early on, chances are the buyer, i.e. the employer, will not even follow it onto the second page. So we would say go for early impact, and at all times be thinking about it's what I'm writing here helping the employer to see me in the role that they're advertising.
I take it that you would also emphasise the point that when you are making an application for a job, that you get the names correct.
Yes, names correct, spellings, capital letters for somebody's, you know, dear John Murphy, capital D, capital J for John, or M for Mr. Murphy, and the name of the company correct, and your own. You know, there has been, a reduction in the whole grammar side of things in terms of text languaging now being so popular, and people, I now notice, are allowing lowercase letters and even in some cases, sort of text-type abbreviations get onto CV and job application stuff, and that's generally fatal. Not every employer will pick up on it, but you'll generally find in every company there are a number of people who are sticklers for that, so make sure you do it properly. And that's why it's important when you do your CV to show it to somebody who you think is good in that area and say, look, does that grammatically, is it correct, and also does it sell me?
In relation to the over-enthusiastic, I got a CV in last week, and it was basically, why wouldn't you hire me? You know, I am the best thing for your business. I'm going to make this happen, that happen, the other happen. I've analysed your business. I can take it from this level to the next level. Is there such a thing as being overly enthusiastic?
Well, I think I kind of like the general tone of what that person did, in that at least they've caught your attention, and even now you're mentioning it again, so they retained your attention. What I'd say is that if you're going to make claims that you can revolutionise a business, you better do that. You better be able to do that. So,
what bothered me in that situation was they've absolutely no qualifications in the industry, and they don't have qualifications, and that's what bothered me in that one.
Yeah,
but it was
that's an empty CV in my view, and employers will be very dismissive of that kind of a CV if there's nothing to back it up. But if there's, you know, I got a CV of a gentleman lately who was in the sales world, and he said, you know, I can develop sales quite extensively for a company, but he then listed a series of achievements that proved he could. So he was brash in his opening gambit, so to speak, but when you got into the meat of it, the substance was there, and that's the thing. So a CV should never make a claim that will evaporate later on down the line. But equally, the more common mistake is that people fail to make claims that might be able to hold up. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But the one you have there, I would say the big problem there is that you've already discerned that there was nothing behind that. This was a bag of wind, kind of, and that's no good either.
No substance to it. All right, Slinua Careers, Slinua Careers, if they do want to get further details. Are you quite busy, Liam?
Yes, it's quite busy. We've had, we're in business almost 2 years, and we're based in Ballinrobe, but we do full online CV preparation, interview training, mock interviews. And in fact, your listeners may be interested that every Monday evening at 6 o'clock, we have a free online CV workshop where people can log online. We do a 1 hour workshop where they can get a chance to revamp their CVs and get some free tips. And they can register for that by going to our website, slinuacareers.com/CV workshop. And that's every Monday evening between 6 and 7.
6 to 7. Are you giving somebody, some lucky listener today, you're looking for them to send in their CVs, and you're going to give them a total makeover?
Yes, we in conjunction with yourselves, we'd be very interested in taking a candidate who may present themselves, identify themselves to the station, give them a full CV makeover, and also do some interview training with them as well, and work on cover letters if necessary. What we're looking for basically is somebody who is not employed at the moment, but feels they can get a job if they just get a kind of a career G-up. We'd be happy to take them by the hand, so to speak, show them job searching tips if necessary as well, and as I said, their CV and interview training, and hopefully get them into a job over the next number of weeks or months. So it's one candidate who is prepared to go on a journey, who may already be on that journey but having no success. So, and there are lots of people out there. There are so many people out there right now, very, very employable people, who just can't get over the line, and maybe a little bit of help on that side of it may be the thing that will help them.
All right, well, if they just send it to Galway BFM, Sandy Road in Galway, just send the CV to us if you don't mind. And would you just mark it Slinua Careers, Slinua Careers, if you don't mind. That means it doesn't go into my pile that I get every week, and it'll go straight to Liam Horn and his team in Slinua Careers, and they'll determine it from there. We might try and follow the success of that person. We don't have to name you, but we could follow the success. Liam Horn, thanks indeed for joining us this morning. And again, further details can be had if you want to go to slinuacareers.com. Don't forget that free workshop is on every Monday night, so tonight's an ideal night if you're beside the computer between 6 and 7 to log on there. Just go on to slinuacareers.com and go on to the CV workshop section of it and take it from there.